Guys,
my name is Madeline,
and I'm Jaden, and this is a very unorthodox kind of podcast in a way. We talk a lot of mad shit. Well, the name of our podcast is
Bruh.
Bruh stands for Bitch, Are You Honest? And we decided, it took us a while to decide this kind of like name. We had many choices.
Yeah, we're pretty new to this, so yeah. It's an experiment.
Yeah, so we are posting podcast soon, hopefully. We are new to this game.
As you can see.
Yeah, clearly we don't even know what we're talking about half the time. But in this podcast, we talk about friends, friendships that are ruined,
rumors.
Chicken shit.
Rumors. You know? Rumors.
Yeah, a bunch of rumors and a bunch of other weird stuff. We also talk about Madeline's new friend, Farrah Abraham. And
you're so funny.
I am. Thank you. Yeah. And if you want to listen to us, please stay tuned and hopefully you like it. Bye.
Bye.
So today we're talking about friends and a very special lady. Her name is Farrah Abraham, and if you are very internet savvy, you'll know who she is because she is quite a character.
But honestly, I'm actually never heard of her before, so I'm kind of quite curious about this.
Yeah, I'm bringing it up. I was like, ooh, I'm going to show you this person because, you know, you don't know who she is, probably.
And I'm like, is she a celebrity?
So yeah, for the first part, we're talking about friends. So most of us have friends. If you don't, you're cool because you don't have any problems. But most of us have friends.
At least I don't get involved in drama like we are.
Drama, really? I hate when people bring up stuff, but it's really for nothing.
Actually, you know what I really hate? This one girl I know, she was like, I really hate drama. I don't want to be involved with it. And a few weeks later, she's in there.
She's like the biggest drama queen out there, yeah.
Yeah, but she's in there. I'm like, bitch, didn't you just say that you hate drama?
This is why I don't like people sometimes. I'm not a big people person.
Of course you're not.
But it's just, people are really contradicting in a way. They want something, they don't want something, but they get the other thing that they actually wanted in a way. You know,
some people can be like spoiler, like selfish. Oh,
I hate people that are spoiled, no offense to the people if you are, but I hate people that are spoiled and don't even realize they are.
Or greedy.
Yeah.
My friend's neighbor, they're spoiled as hell. Like, this one dude gets, like, $170 shoes per month.
What?
I
don't even get that for myself.
Me neither. I get shoes, like, once a year.
I get shoes, like, once every couple months. And it's like, I barely wear shoes. When I'm in my house, I'm not wearing shoes.
Me neither.
I'm barefoot.
Because, honestly, Asians, they have got to take off their shoes and then slippers.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I am Mexican and Madeline is Asian. So if you didn't realize this, yeah, that's kind of what's going on.
You know a little bit about us so far.
So far. You'll wind up learning some secrets that hopefully you will either relate to or not, but it doesn't really matter.
But you'll learn a little bit about us at least.
Yeah.
At least we're not completely strangers or creepers, you know? Well, we could be a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
But, you know, in our own ways.
We're very creepy. We're very, like, we wind up not without trying to. We're kind of sexual in a way, but not towards each other. It's just in general. Because, you know, we're teens and teen brains have this thing where they talk about sexuality, like sexual things, so that's why.
Well, because, you know, generations these days are getting worse and worse.
They are.
Like, middle school, oh my god. Now, once I got out of, like, middle school, now middle school these days are like, oh, drugs, sex, and then
I didn't think about that till like, high school, junior year, which was last year. I'm like, I didn't even think about that stuff until, like, I saw people doing it. I'm like, oh, okay. And now it's...
Honestly, I'm not into that kind of stuff, and I'm like, you bitches, get out of my way.
I'm about Starbucks and going to sleep. That's my life.
I'm about internet anime, because I'm otaku. Well, I'm a proud weeaboo. Well, you don't know that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course you're not. You're not into anime at all. Well, someday, I might show you someday, but...
Going back to friends, because we really got off topic, we're like that.
Of course.
But, yeah, so I know this person, she did not like my hair. She didn't plain out say it, but she was talking...
Her actions.
She was talking shit about it. So, in the morning, we have breakfast at school, and I went to my table. Her table just happens to be right beside it. And she doesn't realize that I can hear her laughing at, like, kind of quietly laughing at me and, like, saying, look at his hair. Do you see his hair? It's like, okay.
Did
he hear? Like, I did hear his hair. I didn't think much of it, so I'm like, okay, whatever. Then came my English class, and one of my friends that's her cousin but, like, super good friends with me told me, it's like, yeah, she was making fun of you during breakfast. I'm like, wow. But she defended me because she's like, did you see his hair? And she's like, yeah, I liked it, or I like it. I was like, ooh, kill him.
You should tell him what kind of hair you have right now.
Okay, so my original hair, I have originally black hair. And then I wanted to bleach it. So I bleached it because I wanted to get a lilac purple. That's a long story. But I bleached it and it turned out blonde, like yellow blonde. And then the next day is when I dyed it. It came out a weird color.
Well, once you first bleach your hair, obviously, like, it's not the whitest thing ever, but, like, it's blonde. Like, yeah. It's yellowish.
Right now it's blonde.
But then there's some green. Well, there's green.
No, there's green. There's a hint of green.
Honestly, that's kind of weird. Like, how do you get that green color?
I bleached it. Like, after I dyed it, I bleached it, and it turned green. It was a Joker realness. And then I toned it down with some platinum, but that's okay. So, yeah. And I'm just like, and this person dyed their hair, too. They dyed their hair blonde. They did one streak. Like, the whole bottom of their hair was blonde.
I thought she dyed her hair all the way along. I don't know what she looks like when she had that hair, but.
No, it was all the way down. Blonde, like, the back of her head was blonde. I'm like, okay, you want to talk stuff about me? Okay, all to you.
Like, let's bring the past. How about you?
Yeah, exactly. But that's all in the past now. I'm not going to try to go back into this. Yeah.
Like, brings back bad memories.
No, not bad memories. Just me not liking people.
Well, you don't give a fuck.
Sometimes I do, honestly.
Really?
Sometimes I do.
Honestly, I think, like, 100% or at least, like, 89, you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, mostly, yeah. But there's some percentage I'm like, wow, thank you. That actually helps me.
That actually, like, pulls string. God.
And then, so I love photography and I was doing pictures. And this bitch had the audacity to edit her own picture after I edited it.
She
sent it to me and she's like, oh, can you send it in like this? I'm like, I can't. It's like, oh, it's like I tried to edit it. I'm like, and then when I saw it, I'm like, thanks. That's the best way of telling me I suck.
Wait, is she like a photographer too? No. Like in your class? Or?
No, she just decided to edit it on her phone.
Oh, yeah, one of those apps, like those kind of apps like Beauty and that stuff. They're pretty cool. I use them too, but like really, like, yeah, your own professional camera.
Yeah, my own professional camera and my software that I spent money on. You want to edit it on your phone that's a piece of shit? No, honey. No.
And then you have Photoshop that, like, you know.
Exactly. I have Photoshop and I could have easily fucked up your face if it wasn't fucked up enough already.
Like, if you have a problem with it, ask him. Just make sure, like, hey, can you maybe do this? Like, at least say nicely.
It was a girl.
Well, a girl. Whatever.
Even worse. No offense.
I guess. Well, guys, like, yo, can you do this for me? But either way, like, at least say it nicely or, like, at least be a little bit honest. Because some people, they're shy of, like, they don't want to speak out of their mind. And it's like getting something, like, oh, I don't want the. Oh, yeah, no, let's not do that. But, no, anyways.
Guys don't get near me because I'm not the straightest person. That's why guys don't get near me. But when people do get near me, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll take your picture, no problem. Because people don't like me because apparently I'm not the straightest person.
Oh, yeah, but you also said, like, when, posing, modeling, like, once you ask a girl to pose for you, like, it's easier than.
Yeah, men. It's a lot easier to pose girls than guys, honestly.
Well, I'm learning more photography because of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but, like, I'll get into, like, you know, this.
Yeah. So, there's also, okay, apparently I was called, oh, we're going back to this, I was called a slut because when I see somebody that's cute, I'm like, they look fine, or their ass is nice.
Well, you know, like, you had that feeling, oh, that guy is so hot.
What?
Goddamn.
What were you gonna say?
What? No. That
is so long. No. Goddamn.
No, I didn't mean like that.
Sure you didn't. Sure. Not at all.
Whatever. But, like, you have that moment of, like, oh, that person's so hot.
Like, honestly, I look at both guys and girls. It's not, okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm bisexual. I look at both guys and girls. So, you know, like, if I like this person or I like how they look, I'm like, And since when is it bad for me to look at somebody and be like, you look cute?
Unless you're staring at them for, like, 30 minutes or so.
I don't do that.
But if, like, that's kind of bad, like, what are you doing? Like, are your eyes broken? Like, are they dry?
I know, right? It's like they can't close. They literally cannot even.
do you need eye drops, son?
Oh, I wish.
I don't even have eye drops put in my eyes. Like,
I don't either. Like, my contacts, this is bad, but I leave them in every day. Like, even when I go to sleep, I leave them in, which is bad for your eyes, but...
This is why I don't have contacts. I remember this. I was at a doctor's appointment, and then actually my left eye got a little bit worse than the right eye. Yeah. And it's been, like, 2 years since I've been to the doctor's, eye appointment or eye exam, whatever. And
wait, did your right eye at all change or no?
No, it was just the same.
So were you looking out through one eye? Like, like Popeye, you were looking out through one eye and it's like, how you doing?
Dude, you can't. Dude, I can't even wink and you know that.
I know you can't even wink. You're too Asian for that.
Of course. My dad was like, open your eyes. I'm like, I'm Asian.
This is the most I can open it.
But anyways, and the guy, he was about to give me eye drops. I'm like, oh, I don't do those. And he stopped. I'm like, wait, I didn't mean to. Like, you can. But I never, like, really do them, like, daily basis. But yeah, you gotta stop. I'm like, oh, shit, I fucked up my eyes anymore. Yeah. Without those, like, those pea color eye drops.
I know. I hate it when they dilate your eyes, too. Like, they put the drops so your pupil gets huge. And so much light gets in your eyes. It's like, I can't see. Do you want me to be even more blind? I cannot see.
That's why you have those weird, like, eye visors.
Yeah, exactly. Glasses? Shades? The shade of it all.
Wow! But, like, no, those, like, weird, like, in the future kind of like.
Yeah, they're, like, they bend. Like, well, of course.
They roll off.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Yeah, but I remember this one time my mother was like, oh, my God, I don't know how to drive. Oh, we have these on. So she was so, like, keep moving.
Oh, my God, I would have. I had fear for my life right there.
Hey, like, not being stereotypical, but my mom, she is one of those bad drivers.
It's not being stereotypical. It's just being human. Some people aren't good drivers.
Yeah, but mostly people are like, oh, my God, Asians are bad drivers. Actually, my cousin and my sister are pretty good drivers.
So I found, okay, there's this picture. I'll post it somewhere. I found a picture on Facebook, and it was how Chinese people read for some reason. No, I don't think it was for how Chinese people read.
Ooh, damn, I gotta see this.
And I'll keep talking, I'll find it. But there was shapes. So it was letters being drawn, like, the inside of the letter. You know when it's a bubble letter and there's letters, like, or the shape in the letter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the D over there, like that, like the black part.
Oh, yeah.
I can't find it, but whatever. But yeah, it was so bad because it was... You're like, now squint your eyes. And it said bad vision or bad eyes. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I literally did this. I gave myself Asian eyes. Not being offensive. But I gave myself Asian eyes. And I saw it said bad eyes. I'm like, wow.
Honestly, like, it's probably like the Asians. Like, they have different eyes than other, like, races, you know. Mm. That's what I heard.
Well, duh.
Obviously, unless you want to wear different glasses to... like, mess up your eyes. What I did. When I was little, that's ever since first grade, I started wearing glasses.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. I started wearing them when I was in eighth grade, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And I think I have worse vision than you, either way. I have worse vision than you.
I'm not sure about that. But, actually, I like wearing glasses. So, if I were to wear contacts, it's either for, like, cosplay or, like, dressing up. That's the only thing I would wear.
I love the fact that we went from... friends to contacts and glasses. So I know you have a specific friend you want to talk about. Let's name him Steve. So Steve is an abuser. Well, not an abuser, but he only uses friends for some things he needs.
I would call him like backup friends.
Yeah,
he a person that you go back to because you can't tell your fake friend or that other friend you don't really consider as a best friend. Your secrets or other things you're having troubles with because you're not comfortable with them.
Yeah, Steve wants to be popular.
Well, yeah, but every time,
he does bad stuff.
I guess, but, like, he said to me, like, oh, I'm one of those popular kids. Like, that's overrated.
Sure.
But by the actions, though, it does look like he wants to be, like, part of the school or whatever.
Exactly. It's like, okay, sure, not popular. Not then why are you doing all this stuff? Because Steve is the same person that's saying that I was a slut for no reason, which makes absolutely no fucking sense. He's sluttier than I am. Just saying.
Honestly, during the whole middle school year almost, he was kind of like a man whore. Like, you hang out with girls too, but him, he's, like, getting all the attention.
I don't do that.
I know, you're, like...
I'm me.
You're honest. You're honest, yeah. And you're, like, oh, I want to hang out with these people because, you know, I'm friends with them. But him, he's, like, oh, I'm just hanging out with this one hoe and this one and other.
And for me, when I want to hang out with people, I don't just leave them aside. I actually hang out with people, like, we have this friend named Jody, but when I hang out with her, she's just, we hang out with her very well. Like, we're really good friends. And then you have this girl named, what's her name? I can't think of her name right now. That's how important she is. This girl
she's
named...
She's that important. You forgot
this girl
name.
Named Allison. She's really into tennis. And she's, like, really weird, too. They actually got Jody and Allison found this guy that they didn't even know was, like, a creeper. But they gave him their number. And I'm like, why? Because that same day, they didn't know until I told them right after they gave him the number. I'm like, you do realize he is, like, a sexual predator, right? And they're, let me remind you, they're 14 going 15. This dude's 18. So technically now that's illegal. Like, really?
Oh, yeah. And then Linda did say, like, oh, you should whisper to you should have whispered to my ear so you wouldn't hear.
I know.
Yeah, you could have done that, but that'd be pretty obvious.
Yeah, because...
So you honestly can't really get out of that
situation. And I don't have Linda's number or Snapchat, so I really can't... Is she going to even have Snapchat?
Well, she does, but she doesn't waste her gigabytes. But she does have Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah, I could have told her on Facebook. Wow. Yeah, Linda. Really, Linda? Listen, Linda. You need to not give people your number. You need to, like, consult your friends first.
Allison also did that, too.
What?
Allison, she did that, too.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's just if you have friends, try to, like, let them know ahead of time before you kind of, you know, give them the number.
Just give them a nudge, just like, da-da-da-da-da. But if also, like, okay.
But, okay, I'm not trying to be mean, but this dude looked creepy. You know he looked creepy.
Yeah, and I've seen him around before.
Trust me, he's been around. Nobody's been with him, but he's been around.
He only knew you. I'm like, oh, really? That's interesting. I'm glad I'm not part of that problem.
Yeah, it's a struggle. It really is for
them. But anyways, oh, my friend, she got asked out by this dude. But the rumor about him was kind of bad. Says he's in cross country, but anyways, cross country season over. But before that, yeah. He was running, obviously. I cannot survive that. But anyways,
I know, right? My badass cannot run.
I'll be in last place.
I can actually run faster than you.
Shut up, his long legs.
It don't make no matter. That makes sense, right?
You always use that. You, like, guys have longer legs than you.
Shut. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Bitch. Continue.
Bitch, okay.
I'd be second to last and you'd be last. Continue.
Okay, anyways. he, like, apparently was near a nursery home. And he throws a rock.
At an old person?
Like, nursery home, like where the elders are.
Yeah, at an old person. Is that where we're going? Is he throwing a rock at an old person?
No.
At a window?
No, stop. And then...
At a nurse?
No, shut up!
Food? Okay, continue.
Food. Yeah, throw the rock at the food.
Yeah. Eat this now, bitch.
It's like, has any feelings?
This is not trying to be offensive at all. I just, yeah.
He's just blurting out words while I'm trying to tell a story.
No, continue.
And he peed on the rock.
And he grabs it? Who does
it?
No, okay, I know.
No, I didn't say grab. He said, and then there's a rock.
You said he grabs a rock.
I didn't. I never said grabbed.
Yes, you did.
Well, anyways, the rock was there. And he peed on it while in front of the nursery home.
Okay.
Yeah. And then here's another rumor about him. So there's these guys named Richard and, what's his name?
Alan?
Yeah, Alan. And they were, like, on this girl's phone, and they were talking to that guy that asked out one of my friends. And he, like, oh, no, Richard sent, like, a picture of his nipple.
Honestly, I would have done that, too. Let's be
so
serious.
So, like, to be, like, pranksters in this?
Do you like this nipple?
Are they nice and perm?
You mean firm?
Shut up!
No, my fat ass, they're jiggly right now.
Dude, some people call me flat-chested. You know, it's fine being flat-chested because, you know, like...
It's not a struggle with your back.
Yeah.
Look at it in the good way. If you're flat-chested, don't think you're flat-chested. Just know that you won't have back problems like those girls with bigger boobs. I'm not saying that girls
or
with big
boobs.
Or fake
boobs.
Yeah, if you have fake boobs, I'm not trying to be offensive to you, but...
But just saying, like, to our opinions.
Work with what God gave you, and then you'll be good.
Like, just be yourself. You don't have to be insecure about your body, yeah. You know? But, yeah, once he took the nipple pic.
Nipple.
Yeah, pic, and that person, he, like, took, well, no, he took a dick pic to them. And guess what? Apparently I heard that.
So the person that's on the nipple, they got a dick back?
Yeah. Like, almost like a nude. And guess what? There's a hot dog bun under his dick.
Oh, my God. Yes. Goals. No, I'm just kidding.
Goals.
Hard to get that?
Hell no.
I don't know what I would say.
But, yeah.
I would not argue with anything. Just know that. I don't know what I would say.
But, yeah, my friend, she did like him a little bit.
Used to, but right? not anymore.
No. I think she kind of does, but she's kind of struggling. Because she has a problem with, like, interacting with some guys that she likes. There's this one guy that she liked since fourth grade all the way to now. Well, actually, no. Like, around eighth grade.
That's a long time. Oh, and they're a freshman right now?
Yeah, they're freshmen.
So, from eighth to freshman?
Yep.
Okay, continue.
And so, she's like, really? Just like, oh my God, you're so cute! And then runs away!
Oh, wait, the girl says it to the guy? Or well, no, vice versa?
The girl, who that's what she thinks. Yeah, that's what she said. And her actions. And I was there, I'm like, are you serious, bitch? Just like, be friendly. You don't have to be like, oh my God, I love you!
Just so you know, we have no bays right now. We're both bayless.
Bayless.
We're bayless. Yeah, I have no boyfriend or girlfriend, and Madeline has no boyfriend. So, yeah. The struggle, though. But I am talking to this really cute boy, but...
Really? Who?
I didn't show you?
No.
Like, oh, my God.
No, show me later, but...
The eyes on this person, like, oh, my God. The bluest eyes I have ever fucking
seen. But I can keep telling the story. And, yeah, she's like, oh, my God, I kind
of
like it.
Really, though? You took a picture on my phone? Two of them? Wow, I'll continue.
I look hot, though.
You do. I'm not going to lie.
But, anyways, yeah.
Bluest fucking eyes I've ever seen. Oh, my God.
He's died.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I have different taste.
You don't have taste in hot?
Fine. I'm, like, flavorless. Ew, I'm into nerds.
Clearly.
Obviously.
Have you seen your last? No. It's like, have you seen your last boyfriend? I feel like was he nerdy?
Not unlike my other exes.
You mean the one?
The one. No, I dated like four guys right now.
You
like,
whore? Right now?
Not now. I'm sorry. Wow. I'm bad grammar. But like in the past, right now I used to date like four guys, and only two guys were nerds. They're into gaming. They're into, like, anime. And that would call me out.
No, not the fact that you said gaming. I think you said gang. I'm like, two guys?
Gang? No. Threesome? No.
No.
Gaming. Mm-hmm. But that would catch... Like, I like guys who game. But then it catches, like... They'll just ignore you. Start playing, like, League or, like, Counter-Strike. Oh, my God damn it.
Oh, so you're more into, like, the more nerdy kind of game instead of the more, like... What's it called? Like, the more gun kind of games.
Yeah.
You're not about... Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And then people are also into anime. I'm like, ooh, tell me about yourself.
Tell me about yourself. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm just drowsing.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to my story. Iris, apparently she said that she gave him a rude look. Like, she rolled her eyes and she sighed.
Do you mean Allison? Do you mean Allison?
Yeah, Allison.
Yeah.
And she's like... And then she looked down at her girl for, like, 1 minute. And this guy named, like, he's like, are you going to say anything? Well, first, his response like, hey, yeah, I like you. So, can you please go out with me?
Wait, the guy said that?
Yeah, Jacob. Yeah, he said that. No, because, so this happened.
Wait, blonde dude's brother?
No, so, you know, you ever heard about this.
Okay.
But he's a freshman, and he's one with the rumors and that stuff. And he, apparently, after third hour, they have Spanish together.
Yeah.
And Iris was gonna leave, but Jacob was like, hey, come here. And she's like, why? And she's like, just come here. And he said, like, oh, want to go out with me and that stuff. And Iris did the rude sigh and, like, rolled.
Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I would have died.
He's like, really? He's like, then she said, like, I'll talk to you later. I'll text you later. And then, yeah, she was like freaking out because she never got asked out in person.
So it wasn't like, oh my God, no. It was like,
she was like hesitant. She's just like,
not a lot of people do that right nowadays. They don't ask people out, like, in front of person.
Yeah, I wish our society wouldn't be like, yeah. Technology.
Yeah, because, like, I like you. But I'm really too shy to even ask somebody out.
Honestly, I'll be straight up like, hey, I like you, cute, like, go out. Actually, the guys I dated, I'm actually the one who asked out. Like,
good.
You shouldn't be like those, like, what do you call, like, not stereotypical, like, not trendy, like.
Macho?
Guys,
wait, like, what do you mean?
Like, guys should ask out girls.
Oh, so you're just a little bit traditional.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. No, I'm.
Okay.
Like, you shouldn't be that traditional, like, you know, girls, you can ask out guys, just, like, at least you're brave enough or have enough confidence to ask a guy out. And guys probably shy, too. Like, they can be, like, either feminine or, like, you know, they're different.
Yeah.
Some of them
like me. Exactly. Yeah. So, like, for me, in this school, there's not a lot of openly bisexual or gay guys out there. And the same thing with girls. There's not a lot of openly bisexual or lesbian girls out there. It's okay. You do when you know when you're ready. But, like, honestly, though, hit me up. Come on. My Facebook says everything. It says interested in women and men. Look at that shit up, bitches. Or if you go to, like, my Instagram, my Snapchat, everywhere. I'm not the most masculine guy out there. I really am not. I'm very feminine.
Well, that's good. You're different. Like, you know,
you bet your sweet ass I am.
What ass?
Exactly. You said it first. That's why I love.
Yeah, of course. People are like, that ass. I'm like, what ass?
Exactly. Ugh, what are you talking about?
But,
I mean, I got a booty. Let's be serious.
I don't even pay attention to that.
Oh, I know you don't, but I got one.
Yeah.
This is our normal conversation here. Like, seriously. It's our normal conversation when we just talk to each other.
It's not, like, out of the blue, like, or special. It's just, like, normal.
Yeah. How we were talking right now is literally how we actually talk in life. We started off a little, not us, but we got more comfortable. And we just started being real with you guys because we want to be 100% to 99% honest with you guys.
We want you guys to be cozy and comfortable with us, you know?
Exactly.
Getting into our vibe.
Exactly.
That's what
people use. A very weird vibe.
Not
good. Oh my God, tell a story about Steve, about the assembly.
Assembly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Steve, you guys heard, it's the guy that called me a slut and the guy that's like a friend user or he has backup friends.
Yeah, like me, God damn it. But anyways, at the prep rally, it was like, how long was this like?
For homecoming, yeah.
It was, no, actually it was like last month ago. And yeah, we had homecoming week and we had like beats or
yeah, whatever. We have this thing. We go to a school. It's something.
It's a white school. Just saying.
Yeah. Cause. So they also have like kind of. It's kind of like a talent show in a way. So
more advertising. Like exactly. Join our club. You know.
Kind of. Yeah. So these people decided to do a dance because they were gonna perform it, but they didn't have enough people sign up. So all three acts did it.
Yeah. But anyways, I didn't know our school would be, like, showing up, like, rap songs or, like, you know, trendy songs.
This is your first year. Wait till your last year. This is not new.
Really? Okay, well, I shouldn't expect, like, a lot of new things, but there's these, like, cult beats, and they were dancing, and then there's these three guys and three girls, and the guys were, like, well, all of them were, like, grinding on the ground. Because
one of the songs,
like,
the song, if you know the song Grind On Me, they did it to that one.
Yeah, and then Steve was, like, fangirling with this other girl named Allie, and they were like fangirling, and Steve was like, oh, I've been so horny a long time.
Like, oh my, once I heard this, I'm like, what? Like, seriously, I would never say that. I may have thought it, but I would never say that out loud.
Honestly, I never heard him say it like that or like would blurt that out.
I had a front view. I saw stuff. I took pictures.
And you're like, okay. Because he knew, he's a senior, right? Dude.
Yeah, he's a senior.
He had this one crush on this one dude. I don't know the name. But he was
when he looked at his shirt, god damn.
And yeah, honestly, that guy that pulled his shirt up, I was like, oh, he's kind of hot. But I'm like, I'm never going to.
Yeah. Kinda?
Okay, I have different tastes, like I said. Okay. But like,
she doesn't
look
hot.
I also said, like, I use cute or sexy. So that's kind of, I don't use hot a lot. But, and, like, I want to blur things out loud.
Who does that?
Honestly, at least you're open. But for me, like, not a lot of people think I'm, like, really, like, that nasty or dirty. Like, I just keep things on my mind because, like, people think, like, you're weird. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'll be weird if I ever blur things out.
One thing. At least I know how to swim. Ta-da! You guys don't understand, like, the actual meaning behind that. But I actually know how to swim. And that's a lot. You know, that's a lot.
But, yeah, I asked Steve, I'm like, so, was your boner up? Like, was it bulging? Did it twitch?
That little tic-tac? Let's be serious.
That little tic-tac?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I'm like, dude, why would you say this? Like, it's kind of unnecessary.
It is. It really... Ugh. Friends.
But, anyways, another day, or a few days ago, he texted me back. No. We were just talking about JK News, yeah. JK Party. If you guys know them, they're really funny.
This is like promo for them. You should really watch them.
They're really funny. They're like more open. They're pretty like dirty. Yeah.
We'll get there eventually. But they talk more about like news, even if it's just not real, like news. But yeah, it's a very interesting show.
They make things funny.
They do. They really do.
And they make me laugh every time. I know. Especially David So. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I know. He actually has music, which I never knew. I started watching him like a couple months ago. I didn't even know he had music. It's really good.
Really damn good.
Really good.
But what was I gonna say?
You were talking about the Pep Assembly. Open out there.
Oh,
wouldn't
yeah.
Say it. The Tic Tac.
But anyways, yeah, Steve was like, oh, yeah, he texted me. He's like, I didn't respond back, so he started being emotional, saying like, oh, like, I'm so sorry. I fucked her for like nine.
This was recent, last week or last couple days?
That was like, yeah, a few days ago. I'm so sorry that we fucked up our 9-year like friendship. I was friends with him. Technically, I started knowing Steve mm-hmm. in first grade, but then we started getting really close around end of sixth grade and then really, really close in seventh grade. And then, you know.
So it wasn't much of a relationship, friendship. It's more of a, we've known each other for like 3 years at least.
Yeah.
But remember, we fucked up. There was no we when anybody fucked it up. It was I. Not we, I.
Oh, I said we. Well, him. Yeah, he fucked it up. I didn't do shit. I'm more loyal. And if I hate when people say, like, if there's, like, a group of people, let's say, like, four, and there's one person hangs out that other person more than me or another friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why can't you just, like, hang out with all four of us? That's the point of hanging out. And then, for me, if there's, like, seven people, I can hang out with all of those because I give my time mm-hmm. to them. I want them to be comfortable. I don't want them to be awkward. It's like, oh, just leave this person out.
And it's also really great if we can relate to each other.
Yeah, and, like, at least say something other than being silent. I hate when people say that, like, oh, sorry, like, it's really hard. It's not that hard. No. Then stop making plans, like, having four people hanging out with you.
I remember, I can't say the person's name, but do you remember when we were at, so we have this thing called Venetian Fest, and it was me, Madeline, who else was it? It was Steve was with us.
Linda
and Allison. Yeah. And there was this weird, remember there was this weird dude on the ride saying this, he was like, hey, Steve.
Oh, it was God. So gross. And then me and Jaden were like sitting like behind them.
Yeah, we were behind them. They were like, help us. And we actually thought it was for like Allison, but it wasn't. It was actually for Steve. I'm like, oh my God.
No, totally for Linda and Allison, because, you know, guys, these are hitting on them. But, yeah, it was actually, like, how do we say it? Not fans, like, service for Steve.
Yeah, it was mostly for Steve. Like, he kept looking back, because it's a ride that just goes around in a circle. So he was looking backwards at him.
It was, like a four-seated, and guess what? That person was, like, by himself.
Yeah, it was so weird. I'm like, why are you by yourself in a place where little kids come? This dude, honestly, was in his 20s. Let's be serious.
No offense. Like, if you can be, have a seat by yourself, cool. Like, you're, like, having fun by yourself.
Exactly.
But this person, though, he, like, started having conversations
before
with
we even
Steve.
Got on the ride.
Yeah, before. He's like, hey, guys, are gonna have, like, are you gonna join this ride? Or, I don't know.
It's like, it was Allison, Linda, and Steve. They're like, do you want to get in a ride with us? And they're like, well, I'm sitting with her. I'm sitting with
Madeline. I'm like, hey, since he's here, I'm gonna sit with him. You three are more comfortable with you
by
guys.
By him, she means me.
Yeah. And those three rode the one ride behind. It was me and you.
Yeah.
And the front was that guy.
Oh, God.
I was like, bye, guys. Right after the ride, I'm like, yeah, don't talk to us again. Because you're like, no.
In the 20s, at least.
No, 30.
Oh, my God. That's even worse. Wait, I did not go there.
Let me say 40. Honestly, he looked like around 30, so. Just saying.
Pedophilia, though. How to Catch a Predator.
Pedophiles. But anyways, about Steve.
That's no laughing matter.
And then I'm like, he said all those things. And I'm like, you know how much you hurt me? You know how much urge I had with you? Like, I try ignoring you, but I can't because, you know, we've been really close. Our memories, though. But I'm like, what about the pictures of us nowadays? Like, there's none. Exactly. Only with you and your fake friends. Where am I? Oh, wait, I'm not in there because I don't hang out with you anymore because you're a bish.
A bish.
A bish.
You're a bish.
Y'all bish.
Okay, guess what? Bruh, bitch, are you honest? Let's be serious. He was not honest at all with Madeline.
Honest.
No, he isn't. He, as you said, when he got into high school, that's when he started doing a bunch of bad stuff.
No, actually, when you said bad stuff, he did weed, like, twice. Twice, quote, quote. And I'm pretty sure, like, my...
Twice.
Yeah, and... No, I actually did.
Oh, so you're talking about he did it more.
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were like...
That's what... Because his brother does... I hate when people say... Honestly, I don't know what weed smells like. That's why I'm apparently, like, innocent or something. And then you told me it was, like, smells like a stinky skunk.
It smells like skunk, in a way, but not as bad.
Yeah. But anyways, every time I hang out with Steve, he's like, I smell weed. I'm like, what the fuck in the middle of outside?
It's possible. Just
yeah, me. But like, I don't smell anything. It just smells like clear air to me. Because of pollution.
What kind of clear air are you breathing? Are you sure?
Be tripping.
Yeah, you're probably already, you're tripping like 24/7. That's your real air. Just like. How you doing?
Your face, though.
I know, my face. It was a very interesting face.
And then during study hall, my friend, Lissa, she's like, hey, like, no, we're talking about Steve. And, like, I was telling her, like, how kind of, like, our friendship is, like, going down. Mm-hmm. And Lissa's like, oh, you know, Johnny, I heard that he's been doing it more. Lissa? Like, about doing more. Well, Johnny, he's just one of his friends.
Yeah.
And they were, like, apparently they smoke weed together. And...
Smoke weed every day.
Stop. 420. I didn't even know what that was until...
Do you know that's Hitler's birthday, too?
Yeah, I know. They're celebrating Hitler's birthday every day.
Exactly. Smoke weed every day.
24/7. And Lissa said, like, yeah, apparently he's doing that more. Because Johnny...
Yeah. I don't understand why people would be doing this stuff.
Like, that's kind of unnecessary. Like, you're... Apparently damaging yourself. But some people are like, oh, I have to know more ever do it. Like, yeah. At least be, like know your surroundings. Yeah. Just...
Steve, get your shit together. You need to know your priorities right now. Your friends, school, and yourself. Know yourself before you know everybody else. And if you know yourself and you figure out you are this fake person, that's cool.
He knows. He just can't bring it to himself.
He can't admit it.
He can't get out. Of that little box.
The closet.
Yeah, the closet. Kind of. Get out of there. Yeah, well, actually, closet would describe.
Exactly.
Like, the best description. But, yeah, I'm like...
apparently bisexual. Apparently.
You're out of the closet already. But you're just bringing clothes
not to,
out.
Not to most people, though. Not really to my family. I'm not really to my family.
Oh, yeah. But you're not sure if you want to blurt, like, say it out loud.
Yeah, I can say it out now because I know my family is... They're too... Their attention span is like a chicken. They'll take too long to listen to this. the chickens that keep pooping on Allison, though, and they never poop on you.
No, it was Linda.
Is it Linda?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Allison. I'm like, these chickens keep pooping on Allison and not Linda. It's like, really, Linda? Listen, Linda. There's something on you. They like the smell that they can shit on you. Like cats with litter box, they kind of have that smell on you.
Yeah, but anyways, back to the subject. But Steve was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I know, like, I'm, like, really terrible. I just want to die. And then, like, I'm, like, that kind of stuff. And for me, I'm like, dude, don't waste your life of what your mother kept you alive. Because, damn, she has to make a lot of bills and that stuff. He got into surgery. That's up. Whatever. I don't care. And I hate when he gets...
You don't care. Continue.
You know how...
They get... So he went through surgery. And he posted on Facebook to say, like, I got so many hugs today. Besides getting one from Madeline, which he... Madeline wanted to give him a hug. Nope. He decided to go with his friends. And I'm like... Because when I got here, he's like... his friend Allie was like, Steve! And just hugged him. I'm like, wow, you literally... And then Madeline just walked by because she's like, whatever.
No, and it, like, yeah, Steve was in my science class. I really hate that. And he was going to hug me until he saw this girl named Emily. And when she screamed, Steve! And Steve was like, oh, Emily! And he hugged. I'm like, wow, that's really fucked up when I was about to give you a damn hug. And you just turned around.
You know what you should do? When she was coming to her, you should have just pushed her. Just push her.
She's kind of big, so she would, like, push me out of the
Push Johnny. Oh. And Steve. Push Johnny and Steve.
Yeah, Johnny is also
Those two are rest. Always together.
I know. It's so... Like, I'm not jealous. This is like someone I'm like, oh, I bet after school they're going to smoke weed.
Probably.
Yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
But anyways, yeah, I'm like, are you serious? You're like, you know how fucked up that was? I actually cared for you once you... He had something happened to him, like, in eighth grade. He, like, drowned, and...
See, this is why I know how to swim.
No, he does. Well, and then he panicked, apparently, during the water. I'm like, how are you... It was really cold out, but still, like, yeah, I know.
It was June. It was actually May.
It was during the night.
I don't give a shit. It was still May/June.
It was May.
It was May. Yeah, it was near the end of May.
Because our school changed, like, instead of June, we're, like, end of May right now. Like, end of school.
We start school later than most schools and get out earlier than most schools. So it's okay.
Fuck y'all. Just kidding. But maybe.
Just kidding. No. But if you do get out. Because we enter in August. No, September. This year we started September 1st.
Yeah.
And we get out around May 30th. So yeah.
Yeah, or 29th. Either way, that's pretty soon. Mm-hmm. I just gotta be, like, correcting you, you know? But anyways, I'm sorry.
I do the same. It's okay.
Okay.
How many times have I corrected you in this one?
None. I'm just kidding. I'm like, what ass, you know?
Exactly. What taste? Ass. You don't have a taste.
Sorry, if I don't have
the
spice.
If you don't think fine, you're eating hot Cheetos right now, bitch. If you don't think fine is your taste.
They can't hear me eating Cheetos.
They're right there. I don't care.
They can't see.
If you don't think fine is your taste. We need to life chapter your ass right now.
Go ahead. See if I care.
I'll throw something at you. I'll throw my drink at you.
Okay, go.
Continue talking about Steve.
And you're driving. Drinking it.
I am drinking it.
And, well, I'm trying to think what else. And I'm like, you know, I hate when you treat me like shit. And others like, oh my God, my actual fake friends. And... For me, like, all he thinks about me is like, oh, why are you always mad at me? I'm like, I wonder why I'm mad at you.
It's like, oh, I'm not mad at you. I just want to, like, kill you.
And he just, like, ignores me. Like, he doesn't want to fix me like a toy. You know? Like,
yeah,
he treats me like a
toy. Yeah, exactly, a toy. He's like a little kid with a toy. Once he sees a better toy, he pushes that one inside, and so that one breaks and grabs the old toy until he finds another one. It's like, wow.
No, new, like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Technically.
You're more like a Raggedy Ann doll, but whatever.
I don't know any of those toys these
days. I'll show you. It's so funny. Continue.
And, he just gets, like, he just ignores me. I'm like, really? Like, I know girls apparently, like, they're either on their period or that's their personality. And for me, I'm more real, and honestly, I can't control my temper sometimes. I just go overboard and, like, not really myself anymore. Like, for...
Raggedy Ann doll. You're a Raggedy Ann doll. That's what you are.
Oh, God. I'm so creepy,
though. The red hair, though.
Oh, my hair used to be red.
It's pink right now.
Yes, pink. Well,
we like to dye our hair, so, yeah.
Well, you started getting into dyeing your hair.
I did.
And I started, like, when I was in eighth grade. Well, by the way, I'm a freshman.
It's 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year
I'm a senior. Last year. And then I get to leave to California.
You're leaving me.
I am, okay?
What about to our friendship now? Like, it's been...
What friend? No.
I'm not here.
The shade of it all.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be out of this room.
Yeah.
And he, apparently he's like, I really fucking care about you. Like, I really do. And
you
I
mean
fucking...
that with such a bad face. I really fucking care about you. So monotone and whatnot. I really fucking care about you. It's like, I see how you feel.
And he also said, like, I fucking love you. I'm like, honestly, he does say that to me, but like, as a friendly way, you know, kind of, I love yous. Kind
I
of
love
like,
you, Jody.
Uh-huh, you're so funny.
I love you so much.
You're so funny. I forgot to laugh.
Lying's a sin.
Of course, that's why. That's why.
That's why you're a sin right there.
My sin is right here, right inside of me.
Her little child's in here too. We're just kidding, there's no child.
What child? We might have murdered her. So
Linda has it. Linda has the chickens. That's your child right there.
That's her child. Children. Technically, she has like seven chickens.
Yeah, so who knows?
That will poop all over her.
Yep.
Because she's stinky.
Linda, get your life together.
Calm yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't see it, but I just ignore it because I'm like, I'm so tired. You woke me up. I'm just done with your shit right now. And I was like, well, on my mind, I'm like, if you cared so much, change, like, you don't really have to change your whole stuff, but like, change yourself enough to make me understand you.
Exactly.
And make me bring my, like, impression or expectations back.
Exactly.
So right now, I hate when people, me and my sister, like, my sister and I always, like, fight and that stuff. And then a few more hours, then she just acts like nothing never happened.
Yeah, that happens.
I hate that. I'm like, like, that's kind of good. Like, you're over it, but, like, does it, it's, like, an act.
Do you remember that day we actually stayed after school and she was supposed to bring your longboard? Did she forget all about it, you arguing, that same day?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, Madeline longboards, and once, without her knowing, she longboarded in the rain. Oh my god. Like, it started raining like crazy, and I remember I saw her Snapchat, and I'm like, wow, Madeline. I was gonna say Maddie, and I was gonna say Madeline, but whatever. It's like, wow, Maddie, you need to get
I'm sorry, I'm not stupid, okay?
You mean you're not smart?
Of course I'm not.
Then why'd you say I'm not stupid?
Oh, well, I'm stupid.
I know you are.
Of course I am. But anyways, the next day, Steve acted like never happened, and he tried hugging me. And literally, like, okay, if I blocked him by, like, having my arms out, like, try to protect myself. Like,
he was giving you a back hug, right?
Yeah, he was, like, hugging me from behind. I'm like, can you stop? And he tried to hug me tight. I'm like, is that the best thing you can do? Because I'm sorry.
Wait, he said that, or you said
that? No, I said that.
Oh, wow, is that the best? Like, if you want to give somebody a hug, they can't escape a front hug, but if you go from underneath. So, like, you're going to hug him, but you hug him from underneath. So, you go underneath their arms.
I had, like, a fast reflex, so I just right away, bzoop.
Bzoop. Did you just sense him behind you, or was it, like, he was putting out his arms, and then you just, like...
I sensed him. And, he's like,
my Maddie sensor tingling.
Oh, God, stop.
That sounds so weird, it does.
And he, like, no, I said, like, he said, like, oh, I'm sorry, I just got back from the surgery. I'm like, yeah, surgery, and he's still weak and... General
stuff. Oh, yeah. Didn't you, like, hit him in the stomach?
No, I elbowed him to the stomach.
Yeah, and then, after he got surgery?
Yeah.
You bitch, but it's so funny.
I'm like, bitch, like, we're still not, like...
Yeah, exactly.
We're still not gonna cool. be
you
like
got,
this.
You got surgery. Cool. That doesn't...
Why is he so oblivious that, like...
Exactly.
No, why can't he be oblivious that, like, I'm trying to ignore him? Like, I'm done with your shit. You've been hurting me for past months. And, like, can you stop following me? In middle school, he's always been so clingy with me.
I feel like you're right.
Yeah, like, every time you see me, I'm always with him. But nowadays, you don't. I just have other people that you now you think about it.
You got Allison. You got Linda. You got me.
You. I'm just kidding.
I know. Spending... Right now, this half an hour. Spending half an hour with me is, like, the longest time we've ever been together. That's not a lie.
I know.
That's actually
true.
And
then there's other people I really trust. Honestly, I can trust, like, around 5 or 6 people in general. The rest of the people are, like, accessories. Like, they're my friends, but...
They're your acquaintances, pretty much.
Yeah, acquaintances. That's the word you mean, but I call them accessories, too, because, like...
That makes it sound so bad, though. Accessory means, like, they're toys.
Well, some of them can be.
Exactly.
Some of them can be.
Steve, you're one of them. I'm just kidding. You're not even an accessory right now. You're a piece of shit.
I just threw him out. He's
over, like, lit it in a bag of fire.
He's overrated.
Exactly.
But, yeah, he's... How should I describe him? He's clumsy. He's kind of stupid.
He kind of.
Fine. He's really derpy.
Derpy.
Yeah, I use the word derpy sometimes.
That's weird. I've never heard that word.
Really? No way.
Derpy? Yeah, I've never heard... Yeah,
a lot of people started using that around last year.
Derpy. I've never heard it.
Derpy. Like derp or derpy?
I heard dirt dirter. I've heard that.
No. There's a song. Oh, that's from Walking Dead. Like, apparently.
I've never watched it.
You guys want to watch it? It's like, I forgot what it's called, but it's like a Walking Dead parody with all the scenes where the actors and actresses like start talking and they all mash it together and it's like dirt-dirt-dirt with the flow.
Anyways. That's very interesting. I've never heard of that.
I'll show you that sometime. So it's really funny. But anyways, he can be smart if he tries hard enough, but he has an F right now. So.
Yeah.
He asked me this one time, I was like, hey, what happened if you failed the first quarter? I'm like, what the fuck? Pay attention.
Exactly. Was it for that science class?
No.
Was it math? I understand math or English. I can understand math and English.
I don't remember. He didn't tell me, but.
Yeah. English is my first language. I still don't get it. I haven't gotten it. And, okay.
Okay.
So, okay. I know at my school, if you're like 100% Mexican or close, they tend to put you in ESL. I haven't been in ESL. I don't get this shit. I'd rather be in an intermediate class because I know I could do that more than an advanced class. My freshman teacher made me take an honors English class sophomore year. Yeah, I was like, no, honey. I passed that class with a D. No.
Damn, at least you're in an honors. You're lucky.
I'm in an AP class right now, and I'm almost failing. Actually, I have a good grade in that class right now.
What's your GPA?
2.1.
my art science got into, I just totally remember I said,
yeah.
Oh, my master, which class was it? Either way, my science, I just mentioned one of the classes, I forgot, and my science actually got to a B to an A. So
but was it your first quarter or your second quarter?
First quarter.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah, and then my GPA right now is 3.2.
That's good.
You gotta get up.
For now.
For now, because of stupid math and...
Yeah, wait till you get into sophomore. I feel like sophomore years are hardest year because we get the most homework.
Really?
Yeah, we get the most homework
sophomore. I'm a senior. Year.
Not really. Senior year, you don't need as many credits because by your third year, you should already have all 24. 24 credits. So you need 30. You need 24 to graduate, but you need your core classes.
Wait, 24? I thought it was 34. 32.
No, 32 is how many credits you're supposed to get all year or all 4 years.
Ew.
But you have to do one extra science credit. We didn't. My class is the last one to do an extra science credit.
Well, the fuck, and I'm all right with science. Like my science teacher always comments like, "All your notes are so like well handwritten." I'm like, "Oh, thank you." Like,
your science teacher is my coworker, and she is.
Oh yeah, I remember.
She's a crazy party animal.
Like, tell them about
her. She drinks tequila. She likes to smoke weed. She likes to party. Yeah, she's very.
But wild. When she's teaching in class,
she's very chill, right?
Yeah, she's really nice. Oh, we have to.
She's never mean. Well, in my opinion, she's never mean.
No, but if you're like, well, even people are like annoying or like misbehaving, she's like, "Oh, can you please stop that?" Or like, she reminds me of my seventh.
That's what I want teachers to be.
Seventh grade teacher.
That's what I want teachers to be like.
Well, not all of them can be like that.
I know.
Sadly.
I have one teacher that's really chill, which is my photo teacher. I'm so happy about that.
My art teacher, too, he 2D Foundation, he's pretty chill, too, laid back.
He's new. I've never had him.
Yeah, he's new because something happened with
our old teacher. We're not going to talk about that.
We'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah, that'll be, like, in three more episodes.
Our category says friends, and we're kind of out of subject.
But. Yeah, okay, going back to friends. So that should be enough for friends for right now. We'll continue on after.
Though it's like only like we talk about two people.
Yeah, but we're gonna.
You get our like point of view, you know.
Yeah, how we kind of see our friends. So we'll be back after this little break because we need to take like a little pee break if we have to. So yeah, hopefully you'll stay.
Yeah,
hopefully you'll stay tuned and keep listening. So we'll be right back. Hey, what's up, you guys? We are back, and I wanted to show Madeline a new person. Her name is Farrah Abraham, and if you are of the internet, you probably know who she is. She was on MTV's Teen Moms, 16 and Pregnant, and Teen Moms OG.
Familiar.
So, she happens to be a porn star.
Oh, dear.
She's a teen mom. Her daughter is like, her daughter's like 7. Yeah. And she has, sex toys after her. She has a frozen yogurt, like, place. She
frozen like, yogurt.
Like, seriously, so much plastic surgery. So much plastic
what
surgery.
The fuck?
Exactly. Like, you need to get your life together, homegirl, because there's a lot going on your face, and we need to discuss this. So, Vera Abraham, she currently, she's about, let's say, 23, I think.
What the
I know. She's 23, but she looks really old.
She looks like an adult, or like a...
Well, she is an adult.
Well, like a really old adult, like 30 or 40.
Exactly. But she's not, which is the weird thing. And she... continues. She had a
people
really
grown so fast.
I know.
Allocations break week.
She had a
we'll never grow.
She had a really bad plastic surgery thing. Oh my god.
How bad was it?
Somebody fucked up her lips.
Shit!
Talk
that
about,
looks like Kylie Jenner.
No.
Yeah, the Jenner.
Talk
challenge.
About duck face though. She also has a song.
Uh oh.
I know. And I can only play a little bit because of copyright issues. But it's very interesting. The song is called, so she's a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I watched it. I'm not gonna lie, but I haven't done anything to it. So she she happened to, like, she was talking to the dude, and then, like, right away she just wanted to go at it. Like, he was not even fully erect.
Oh, God.
He was soft, and and she's, like, sticking in my ass.
Hurry up!
No, like, her ass, not her vagina, her ass. Exactly, and I'm like, okay. That's very interesting. And her song is called Blowin'.
Music video, seriously. Of course you'd be dancing to this.
So yeah, I was dancing to it, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, so her song is called Blowin'. So, give me your thoughts.
Dude, I'm not interested in, like, that pornography and that stuff.
Well, not that, but...
I mean, it's kind of a little bit uncomfortable for me, but... Then, like, they're the girl, the sex, like, what the fuck? And then, Blowin', really, really, I wonder where she got that idea from.
You know where she got that idea from. But no, seriously, this girl needs to get her life together. She has a...
She's 23, right?
Yeah, she has a 7-year-old daughter. Yeah, and, oh my god. You know what she got for her first tooth that she lost? With, her daughter's name is Sophia. You know what her first, how much?
Oh my god, it's like accomplishment or like.
No, how much the tooth fairy gave her? $600.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, talk about spoiled right there.
Exactly.
I wish it was me. I'm like, I'll save up.
The girl got $600 for her one tooth. One tooth.
It's like, what the
It's not even gold.
It's not even 14 carat, man.
And not even 1 carat. Seriously, this... Oh, my God. Like, honestly, just know this is not the first time we're going to talk about her. We're going to talk about her more.
Now you mentioned about it, like, dude, I had never heard of this person before. Yeah. I mean, even though I'm on the internet 24/7, but
this
I
person
don't
is,
explore that much.
They're very interesting.
Really interesting right so far.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'll get to... You guys, if you don't know her, you'll get to know her, too.
Just search her up.
We'll have... We're going to make ourselves an Instagram together, a Twitter together.
You're going to be...
It's all pretty much be on the Twitter, also a Facebook together, and we will also have maybe a Snapchat, hopefully. Like, we each use it, because you know I'm going to be using that shit.
Honestly, yeah, you're always on there. You have to go on Twitter, because I honestly don't really like Twitter.
So, it'll probably...
No, like, no offense, it's just like...
I don't use Twitter often.
I'm not used to it.
So, yeah, it'll be Maddie and Jay, or just Jay and Maddie, doesn't matter. But
we'll figure things out.
Yeah, will it be Maddie with 2 D's or 1 D? These nuts.
Continue. Shut up, you always use that. I think 2 D's.
2 D's, so
M-A-D-D-Y,
M-A-D-D-I, M-A-D-D-I-E.
You talk yourself fast.
I? Okay. E? So, yeah, it'll be M-A-D-D-I for Maddie, and then it'll be J-A-Y for Jay. So, it'll be one of those two. It'll probably be Maddie and Jay. But, yeah, you'll probably find us on our... We'll make an Instagram, we'll make a Twitter, we'll make a Snapchat. We'll make everything.
We'll make you... We'll let you guys know, because we're kind of, you know, we're new to this. And it's our first time, and surprisingly, we got really comfy with it.
We did. We got really comfy.
And we got so intense, too.
Yeah. During our break, I was like, we got so comfortable in that. We just talked like as if we were just having a normal conversation. And after that,
we were like, we need pee. We gotta go.
I have drinking a 23-ounce Arizona. You know those big ones? Yeah. This says great buy, 99 cents. It was $1.50. That is not no great deal. No, honey.
What do you expect from our school?
I know.
But that's why
they make so much money though from that one store. They used to have two stores. When my sister was here, they had two stores.
Oh, yeah.
One down there.
Yeah.
In the cafeteria.
But that's why our school is kind of rich. But would you say they would be rich kind of?
Yeah.
Because they helped. That's why we have a dog park in our town.
Dude, we have a lot of stuff in the school.
But we're ranked 43.
Best schools in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America?
America, yeah.
Are those in Wisconsin? In our state?
No, not in Wisconsin, no.
But in our... Dang.
No, we're up there.
Well, I don't know much.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't pay attention during our little assemblies. I don't pay attention
at all. So, yeah.
But you still listen.
Yeah. This has been a good, 30 minutes, I think. We had a little break.
It's probably, 45 now.
45 minutes, whatever. That's been a good time spending with you guys. Hopefully, you guys will watch another podcast. Or watch. I keep saying watch. Because I'm used to using video.
It's just like, if you guys are any, into anime, that's so it's like, there's one person say, oh, I watch manga. Are you fucking...
Yeah, I know. You're going to watch manga so bad.
Here's a manga, and you put it up in your face.
Exactly.
Manga is like...
Do you remember I shared a video on my Facebook, and it was when somebody reads your stash of yaoi, or was it... Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Steve? I forgot this one thing. I remember he made fun of me. Actually, I'm not into yaoi or yuri. Yuri is girl, ex-girl. You know, it's kind of like that. And I'm not into those kind of stuff yet. Yes, yet.
Yet.
Yeah. Continue. I would be interested, but I'm not.
You or him?
I don't know, me.
Okay.
But every time, I talk about anime, well, I don't around him because he always pisses me off, saying, oh, my God, anime and hentai. Hentai is like anime porn.
Mm-hmm.
And... I'm like, dude, not all animes are about fucking porn. Like, it always pisses me off
with that. Have you seen octopus porn? No, tentacle porn, that's what it's called.
Yeah, the tentacle porn? No, yeah. No, not yet. Not yet?
Yet! There's your yet!
I also said shari.
Shari. Shari got it.
But anyways, he always make fun of me, like, ooh, is that yaoi? I'm like, no, it's not. And then I remember this one bitch was talking to him, and then they were talking about, and it was during science. And then she apparently watches or reads yuri. And Johnny be like, yeah, I'll be more into yaoi than yuri. I'm like, bitch, to me, you said that you didn't like yaoi. And yaoi's like, guy, ex-guy. I'm like, real.
Well, since apparently... Just a guy, ex-guy.
Yeah, well, that's what in anime world, they always use ex.
Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, since he's, quote-unquote, bisexual.
He is not bisexual.
And then even on his Instagram, he says, I'm bi... proud to be bi.
Where? You're going to have to give me this name. I need to look this motherfucker up and follow him.
Follow him?
I want to talk some trash. I'm going to talk some trash the next episode.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, but seriously, I'm on Instagram a lot. I'm on Facebook a lot. I'm on a lot of
websites.
You don't use Twitter.
No, I don't use Instagram anymore. I'm really sad.
Don't you?
I don't know.
Besides your phone being a piece of shit.
No, it's not. No, it was before my phone was a piece of shit.
That's right.
But, yeah, and I'm like, bro, are you serious? You made fun of me of all of that, and now you're saying this,
Oh.
He's not even into anime.
I love the fact that there's only one picture of you and him.
Yeah, he deleted a lot of his pictures, and...
I did
honestly, too. Honestly, I was living... Okay, we kind of broken up before our friendship, and then it was right before my birthday. I'm like, seriously, I lost one of my best guys. Friends before my birthday.
Well, he deserved people not going to his party now.
Yeah, because...
He had a little bitch.
Oh, you know what he said? Okay, so, three people got invited. Well, no, 18 people got invited, but three only came, and I was one of them. And he's like, I'm not going to talk to these, other 15 people.
And is he doing it now?
Yeah.
More than you?
Yeah.
That showed up to his fucking party?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, such a bullshit. But yeah, I'm like, honestly, I was kind of a little bit desperate for him to come to my life again, because before my birthday, it's kind of fucked up, yeah. If you can. So it was kind of really, I kind of regret that. I'm like, you know what? I really shouldn't have gone back with you and around my birthday. Like,
yeah.
Without one person, I have Allison and Linda.
Yeah.
And I've been friends with them since,
before you.
Yeah, before you. Linda was like first grade. Then Linda and Allison keep complaining, like, oh, I met Allison too in first grade. But I don't remember Allison in first grade. I know. I have a good ass, about the past. About Allison. And I met her in second grade. But people say, no, Linda keeps saying, or Allison saying, like, I met you in first grade too. I'm like, no, bitch. I met you in second grade. Mm-hmm. But you can see, like, I'm still friends with him right now, but.
Really good friends.
Yeah, of course. Unlike Steve.
Yeah,
he did like everything. And when he got mad at me, it was over a stupid thing. I can tell you about it next time.
Yeah.
And he deleted the pictures of me. And me, I still kept my pictures because I'm still like, you know what? If that's a pass, not really like a whiny bitch or like memories.
You're not like him being a little drama queen and whatnot and decided to be like, oh, I'm not. He literally decided to not talk to people for a whole week, right?
No, for eternity.
No, for a whole week. Remember, he went off social media?
Oh, yeah. That was stupid. He said for 2 weeks. He said he was not going to talk another week. But anyways, I kind of remember.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully you guys. Oh, that my voice just cracked. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this podcast, because we actually enjoyed doing this.
Yeah, please stay tuned, because we actually have fun with this, and we want you guys to be entertained by our, weirdness.
We are very weird.
Including you.
I know, especially me. But yeah, this podcast will be up hopefully soon. Our next podcast will be up the same day, just next week or the week after? You want to do every week or every other week?
We'll try to do it every week. Yeah. But like I said, we're new to this, and we got to get organized. And yeah, as you can see, we don't have like a profile or a logo. And
We're getting there. Hopefully you guys actually share this podcast. We'll be on iTunes and we'll also be on SoundCloud.
Well, you guys don't have to, but at least we guys made you happy or at least made you guys laugh.
Yes. If we did make you laugh.
I hate when YouTubers are like, please subscribe to this or that stuff. But for me, I'm going to
make me laugh and I'll subscribe.
But like, for me, once I grow up, I want to be either a photographer or YouTuber, but I'll explain that for next time. Yeah,
we'll talk about that next
time. Stop, but anyways, I'll be like, hey, please, like, if you like this, you can either like, subscribe, like, you don't have to, but have a nice day. That's
up. Also, if you actually want us to, we can record our podcast too, like video record, if you guys want us to. That's only if we have enough people, though. I feel like we should wait till we have enough people.
Yeah, because, like, we don't want to be like, oh, we got this, we can do anything. But there's, like, only 10 people watching.
I know, right?
Or listening.
I mean, we all have cameras. We can record, I can record
myself. We have good cameras.
And you can record you, and you can watch yourself on the screen if you want. So you can be like, oh, I'm in frame, and I don't have to worry about
it. For me, I'll be like, I need to fix my hair.
I know, you'd be looking at the screen the whole time, just like,
I need my brush.
How you doing? your brush. So, yeah, like I said, hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. And just as you guys should know, bitch, are you honest? Hope you guys enjoyed.
Bye.